Hello, Gary B. with an update on the local and regional scene. Police in southwest Arkansas say a 15-year-old boy is being held in a juvenile detention center after being charged with raping a girl at Hope High School. The 15-year-old female told investigators she was raped last week after being forced into a school bathroom. U.S. postal officials are studying 15 post offices in Arkansas for possible closure as part of a money-saving effort. The U.S. Postal Service is looking to save money as email and other electronic communications replace letters. Arkansas post offices on the list for possible closures in this area include Jeep in Fulton County, Ida in Cleburne County, and Pineville and Wideman in Izzard County. Postal officials are also considering converting the State University Post Office at Arkansas State into a branch of the Jonesboro Post Office. Speaking of Jonesboro, a plant in Jonesboro has a big order coming in. Nordex USA Incorporated and Michigan-based Beebe Community Wind Farm are announcing plans for construction of a wind farm in central Michigan. The turbines for the farm will be manufactured at Nordex plant in Jonesboro. The company says in a news release that Chicago-based Nordex will provide 125 of its new wind turbines that are designed specifically for low wind sites. The turbine includes longer blades that Nordex says produces an average of 15% more power than previous turbines. Dateline Fayetteville, where a former attorney in that city has been sentenced to more than 5 years in prison after pleading guilty to stealing $3 million from a family trust. The Northwest Arkansas Times reports that Raymond Bornhoft was sentenced to 63 months in prison on Monday in federal court at Fayetteville. He pled guilty last year to wire fraud and mail fraud. Prosecutors say Bornhoft took the money from the Green family revocable trust that he oversaw from 2001 to 2006. Investigators say he used the money to buy property and pay off debts. The theft was discovered after a credit card billed to the trust in Bornhoff's name was discovered by the Green family. Bornhoff has surrendered his law license and has been disbarred. Governor Mike Beebe will sign a new law today aimed at curbing the state's prison growth and cost. The legislation will cut costs by lowering the sentencing guidelines for some lower-level offenses. The bill includes the addition of more parole and probation officers. And a couple has found a 2.44-carat diamond at Crater of Diamonds State Park at Murfreesboro, Arkansas. Officials say Kenny and Melissa Oliver of Rawston, Arkansas, found the diamond on Sunday while treasure hunting at the park. More than 90 diamonds have been discovered in the park so far this year. A sand mining company at Mount Pleasant has agreed to pay a $125,000 fine for violations of the Arkansas Pollution Control Act. Bluebird Sand LLC signed a consent judgment in the Izzard County Circuit Court case. And that brings you right up to date.